Turning your Bibles this morning to Jeremiah 9.
请我们打开圣经耶利米书第九章。
Jeremiah 9, verse 23. Everyone have a Bible? Does anyone need a Bible?
有没有人需要
圣经? Just raise your hand, one of the ushers will get you one.
如果您需要圣经，请举手。招待的弟兄会 给您一本圣经。
We are about two or three days away from a new year.
我们在两三天就过年了。
And the most important thing that you need for this new year is your Bible.
今年里面你最需要的就是圣经。
And your wives and your husbands next.
那你太太你的先生是其次。
This book is different than any book in your library.
这本书跟所有图书馆的书都不同。
Books in our library stimulate the soul.
图书馆的书来刺激我们的魂。
Our brother Jack reads wonderful books on statistics.
金凯弟兄要读很多统计的书。
Most of our souls would not be stimulated by those books.
我们其他的人的魂若读统计的书，我们的魂不会被刺激。
But Jack, he likes it. He responds in his soul to these wonderful books.
但是我们弟兄他喜欢这些书，所以他的魂会对这些统计的书有反应。
Books on travel, they stimulate our soul.
或者讲到旅游的书，我们读的时候，我们的魂非常的兴奋。
And they cause us to save some money so that we can go to some place.
那我们读的时候，我们就想到要存一些钱，所以我们可以去旅游。
This book is different.
但这本书却不同。
It stimulates the soul.
它是的，可以来刺激我们的魂。
Speaks to the soul.
是对我们的魂说话。
But it goes one step further.
但是比这个还要更深一层。
It can reach the very spirit of our being.
它可以进到我们的所有全人的最深处，就是我们的灵。
Not only can it reach it, but it can change it.
它不仅能够进到我们的灵，也能够改变我们。
It's a quickening living word.
这是一个让我们苏醒的活的话。
It can change our whole lifestyle.
可以来改变我们的生活。
And that's why our brother John was what he was referring to when he was talking about the Lord breaking this open to us.
这就是纪群弟兄刚才跟我们交通的主把他的话拨开。
As our brother John was opening, I had this flash that all of those thousands of people were totally satisfied.As the Lord broke that bread and blessed it.
当弟兄交通的时候，我仿佛看到有这成千的人，当主把饼拨开的时候，他们都被满足了。
Every single person in here this morning has a testimony of pressures and problems, even from this past week.
在座的每一个人，我们都可以见证，在过去的一个礼拜，我们的生活有许多的压力。
And some of you might.Have tried using your soul to reckon with these various things that are pressed upon you even right now.
那我们在座，我们许多人，我们都会用我们的魂来思想，要怎么样应付这些难处。
The Lord wants to feed all of us this morning and get to our very spirit.
但是主早晨要来喂养我们所有的人，要让这些话进到我们灵里。
Inspire it.
来鼓励我们
that from our innermost being, our spirit, then our soul and our body can respond in joy.
所以从我们最深处的灵，然后到魂，到我们的身体，我们都有反应。
The living word will calm that roaring sea inside of us.
这个活的话能够平静我们里面翻腾的海。
And we can be at peace amidst the storm. The storm might be still there, but we'll be at rest.
虽然还有风暴，但是在我们里面却有平安。
This is not a religious book.
这不是一本关于宗教的书。
This is the very living life of our Lord Jesus.
这是我们主耶稣活的生活。
And the Lord wants to share it with us.
主要跟我们来分享。
He wants it to come out of these pages, from black and white, into our very being.
主要把这个白纸黑字的话变成我们的生命。
And as we were just encouraged by our brother and that song, just allowing the Lord to do that.
我们听到弟兄的交通，也让借着诗歌，让我们可以进入这件事。
It's a yielding to Him.
就是我们来顺服他。
Setting aside that particular problem.
我们把我们所有的问题把它放下。
Maybe during the break, someone was rude to you.
也许刚才我们有一点休息的时候，有人对你不友善。
Snubbed their nose at you and ignored you.
也许有人忽略你，不理你。
Let it go.
让它过去。
Yield to the Lord's life.
我们来顺服主的生命。
He wants to quicken us.
他要来苏醒我们。
This is what makes our faith in Christ so different than any religion.
这就是我们的信，我们对主的信跟所有的宗教都不同。
At best, all the religions of the world can do something in as far as the soul is concerned.
所有其他的宗教最多只不是能不过能够进到我们的魂里。
But only the Spirit of Christ, administered to us by the Holy Spirit, can touch our innermost being.
只有基督的灵能够进到我们最深处。
Before we read, let's just have a word of prayer.
在我们读之前，我们再有一点祷告。
Father, we're thankful for the time around the Lord's table this morning.
天父，我们感谢你早上让我们聚集在主的桌子面前。
And once again, you said, "Remember me."
你再次对我们说，来纪念你。
Think about my love.
来思想主的爱。
Think about my mercy.
来思念主的怜悯。
Think about the Lord's grace.
来思念主的恩典。
What a privilege to sit at your footstool.
我们可以来坐在你的脚前，是何等的权利。
And to worship you and not man.
我们可以来敬拜你，而不是敬拜人。
The only one who can heal the death in our innermost being.
能够只有你能够来医治我们里面最深处的死亡。
Lord, break now your word open for us.
主，我们求你现在就拨开你的话。
Bless it.
来祝福。
And administer it to each heart.
来对我们每一个人的心说话。
This morning we might see Jesus.
所以我们早晨我们可以遇见耶稣。
We pray in Christ's name.
我们靠主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. Amen. Jeremiah 9:23.
耶利米书九章二十三节。
Thus says the Lord, let not a wise man boast of his wisdom, and let not the mighty man boast of his might. Let not a rich man boast of his riches, but let him who boasts boast of this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord who exercises loving kindness, justice, righteousness on earth. For I delight in these things, declares the Lord.
耶利米书九章二十三节，耶和华如此说：智慧人不要因他的智慧夸口，勇士不要因他的勇力夸口，财主不要因他的财物夸口，夸口的却因他有聪明，认识我是耶和华，又知道我喜悦在世上施行慈爱、公平和公义，以此夸口。这是耶和华说的。
This week, you and I have been involved in the wisdom of this world.
在过去的一个礼拜，我们都来经历到要用智慧。
The strength of this world.
这世上的智慧，这世上的勇力。
The riches, the prosperity, the wealth of this world.
或者这世上的财物和丰富。
These things very easily occupy our life because we do have to be about these things.
这些事很容易充满我们的心，因为我们是要做这些。
But the Lord here makes it very clear.
但是主在这里说得非常清楚。
Our boast, our the thing we're to be consumed with, is understanding and knowing me.
可是主在这里说得很清楚，我们夸口要因为认识耶和华而夸口。
And I believe every time someone stands up here to speak, or anytime we have fellowship, this is the one thought.
当有人在这里交通的时候，唯一的思想就是这个。
Very simple, that we might know him.
非常简单，就是来认识他。
How every single problem in our life is resolved by knowing him.
我们生活上每一个的困难，借着认识他就会解决。
We can be engrossed in some decision in the family, and then one member says, "Let's just take it to the Lord."
有时候我们与家庭里面的人有难处，但是有人就说，那我们把这带到主面前。
Lord, we cannot resolve this issue regarding disciplining the children. Give us wisdom.
主，我们不知道怎么样子来管教孩子。主给我们智慧。
And even that little opening almost allows the whole thing just to melt away.
如果就只是这样子，好像其他的事情就可以消失。
The pressure that was created just between the husband and wife on that issue just sort of melts.
夫妻之间的难处，借着这样的交通就除去。
Knowing him.
就来认识他。
Coming to the word.
来进到主的话里。
This morning we would like to just even continue.
我们愿意继续这个交通。
Turn to Psalm 118.
请我们再打开诗篇118篇。
118 verse 27.
118篇27节。
The Lord is God.And he has given us life, light. And then this phrase, bind the festival sacrifice with cords to the horns of the altar.
耶和华是神，他光照了我们，理当用绳索把祭牲拴住，牵到坛角那里。
And Luke chapter 2.
路加福音第二章。
Verse
49. 49节
And Jesus said to his parents, Why is it that you are looking for me? Did you not know that I had to be in my Father's house?
耶稣说，为什么找我呢？岂不知我应当以我父的事为念吗？
Verse 50 of Luke 2. And they did not understand the statement which he had made to them.
第五十节，他所说的这些话，他们不明白。
Verse 51. And he, referring to Jesus, went down with them and came to Nazareth, and he continued in subjection to them.And his mother treasured all these things in her heart.
五十一节，他就同他们下去，回到拿撒勒，并且顺从他们。他母亲把这一切的事都存在心里。
And as a result of this subjection, verse 52, and Jesus kept increasing in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men.
因为这样的顺从，所以五十二节说。耶稣的智慧和身量，并神和人喜爱他的心都一起增长。
Exodus 31.
出埃及记三十一章。
First verse, now the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, See, I have called by name Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah.
三十一章第一节，耶和华晓谕摩西说，看哪，犹大支派中户尔的孙子，乌利的儿子比撒列，我已经提他的名招他。
And I have filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom, in understanding, in knowledge, and in all kinds of craftsmanship, and to make artistic designs for work in gold, in silver, in bronze, in the cutting of stones for settings, and in the carvings of the wood, that he may work in all kinds of workmanship.
我也以我的灵充满了他，使他有智慧，有聪明，有知识，能做各样的工，能想出巧工，用金银铜制造各物，又能刻宝石，可以相看，能雕刻木头，能做各样的工。
And one last verse, Ephesians 5 verse 21.
最后一处，以弗所书第五章二十一节。
Probably one of the most difficult verses in the Bible to become real in our lives.
也许是圣经上一节最难实行的圣经。
And be subject to one another in the fear of Christ.
又当存敬畏基督的心，彼此顺服。
Well.Here we go again, another new year.
我们很快就要有另外一个新年。
Only 6 weeks ago, we started a new year, and we're back at it again, starting another one.
也不过六个礼拜以前，我们才有一个新年，现在又要有另外一个新年。
It's all grace. He gives us another opportunity to start all over.
这都是恩典，他神给我们另外一个机会，可以重新开始。
And I'm sure by now,that all of you have failed in your past New Year's resolutions.
我想到现在所有人有新年又立什么志的话，那现在可能都已经失败了。
If you're into making New Year's resolutions, there's a couple things that one needs to consider.
如果你要来在新年里面立定一个志向，那你有要考虑几件事。
Make your New Year's resolution a good one.
要让这新年的立志变成是一件好的。
You know, not something like, well, this year I resolve to brush my teeth at least once a week.
不是说像这个今年我要一个礼拜至少刷一次牙。
Make it something worthwhile. Make it worthwhile.
要让一些事情变成有价值。
Another thing we need to consider in making a resolution.Is we're not able to keep them.
另外一件事情，我们要知道，当我们立志的时候，我们要知道我们不能够来持守。
And thirdly, in making a resolution, if you are into that, recognize that God is the only one that can keep it.
第三件事情，我们要认识，当我们立志的时候，只有神能够帮助我们，让我们持守。
I believe that God has made.Life very simple for us.
我相信神给我们预备的生活是非常简单的。
He says that even the way to enter His kingdom is as a little child.
甚至他说你们要进到天国要回转像小孩子的样式。
It has nothing to do with IQ.
跟你的智商没有关系。
It has nothing to do with natural zeal.
跟你天然人的热心没有关系。
It's all about being very simple.
我们只要回转变得非常简单。
And so there are probably only two things we need to consider as far as goals or resolve for this year.
所以关于今年的目标，我们只有两件事情要考虑。
And we have been talking already this year about number one.
我们已经讲过关于第一件。
We read about it in Jeremiah that we might know him.
在耶利米书，我们提到要认识他。
Not just as a historical figure. Not just as a historical figure.
不只是一个历史上的人物。
But knowing him as a living entity in us.
是来认识他，成为在我们里面活的那一位。
But that's only the first step.
但是这只不过是第一步。
Then there has to be a response on our part.
那然后我们里面必须要有反应。
And the response is called in the Bible subjection.
那这个反应就是圣经上讲的要顺服。
I think in the Chinese, you use one word for submission and subjection.
我们在中文里面不管顺服顺从事实上讲到一件事。
And I am using those words interchangeably this morning.
我在早晨用这许多的字都是可以互换的。
We could add words like yield and surrender.
我们可以来用其他的字，比如像说，来顺从，来投降。
And in the way we are using it this morning, these all really mean just about the same.
不管我们用什么字，这个意思都是差不多的。
A giving ourselves to that which is over us, that which is in authority over us.
就是把我们自己来让在一位比我们更高的面前。
The Bible.Is filled with this thought.
圣经里面充满着这个思想。
Every single person in the Bible can be evaluated as to did they subject to the Lord or did they ignore, reject the Lord.
每一位圣经上记载的，我们都可以想说，他们是不是顺从神，或者是他们拒绝神。
From beginning to end, that's the subject.
从起初一直到最后。这个题目就是顺不顺从。
We know even before the Bible was written, one Satan did not subject to the Lord.
我们知道圣经还没有写之前就有撒旦他就不来顺从神。
And last month we spent time just looking at how he resisted, he did not subject.
上个月我们花一点时间我们有交通到撒旦怎样不顺从。
And we know when the garden was planted,and the people were put in it, that there was a time when everything was under subjection.
我们知道当在伊甸园的时候有一段时间所有事情都是顺从神。
A subjection that reminds us of the Godhead where the Father and the Son for billions and billions of years were in subjection to each other.
那这个我们也想到就是父跟子那他们从千万年以前就有这样的顺从的。
There was always perfect unity in the heavens.
在天堂天上那有完全的一个合一。
Until Lucifer rejected and refused to bow down.
一直等到路西佛他拒绝他不愿意来顺服。
And when our forefathers were placed on this earth, the same thing occurred.
当我们的先祖在地上的时候，同样的事情又发生了。
After a time of subjection, then there was a questioning.
那有一段当有过都是本来是顺从的时候，然后后来就有一个问题出现。
Do I really have to take orders from God?
这个问题就是我真的要来顺从神的命令吗
？Can't I improve my state by going this way?
如果我这样做的话，我能不能够让我自己变更好一点呢？
We see this every day just with our children.
那我们每天的生活里面我们看见孩子们就是这样。
They are really a reflection of ourselves.
我们的孩子就反映我们的情形。
It's just we think we are smarter than the person above us.
我们都想说我们比在我们上面的人更聪明。
We all have that disease of insurrection in us.
我们在里面都有这样的病就是想要自高
It possesses every cell of our body every thought in our mind
在我们 生活里身体里面每一个细胞或者思想里面每一个思想都充满这样思想
Our very spirit is in rebellion to everything
我们里面的灵是背叛的灵
Except ourselves
除了对我们自己以外
We worship ourselves
我们敬拜我们自己。
We protect ourselves.
我们保护我们自己。
We defend ourselves.
我们来保护我们。
We love ourselves.
我们爱我们自己。
We worship ourselves.
我们来敬拜我们。
We trust our own self more than we trust God.
我们来相信我们自己胜过我们相信神。
That's why we often make so many decisions without conferring, without deferring to the Lord and say, Lord, what should I do in this matter?
这也就是为什么我们生活上做很多的决定我们自己做没有先来问主
We have a problem, we call someone and say I have a problem with the children. We trust another sister or brother more than we do the Lord.
我们对孩子的管教有问题，我们打电话给弟兄或姊妹，我们先来问弟兄姐妹，而没有先去问神。
This is anarchy.
这个就是一个错误的一个。
This is called rebellion.
这就是一个背叛。
It's independence of God.
就要从神独立。
And it's something that all of us believers, even those might have loved the Lord for years, often have to deal with.
就算我们信主很多年，我们仍然要来学习这件事。
Praise God that at the time that we received Christ and forgiveness of sins, He came in.
我们感谢主，当我们接受主耶稣，当我们的罪被洗净，主他就进来。
And there was a quickening of our spirit.
我们灵就得着苏醒。
But at that particular time, we did not get a new mind.
但是在那个时候，我们并没有得到一个新的心思。
Our mind, our intellect is very much still set on us.
我们的心思或我们的各的人的智这的知识还在我们里面。
And so the Lord leaves us on this earth for a number of years after we become born again, to what? Train our mind.
就算我们重生以后，主把我们留在地上许多年，让我们来训练我们的心思。
Because it is the will of God that we love Him with all our heart.Our spirit, our soul, and our strength, our bodies.
因为神的旨意是要我们尽心，就是我们的灵；尽意，就是我们心思；还有我们尽力，就是我们的身体来爱他。
But the changing of this mind, this repentance that has to take place hundreds, thousands of times, it's a progressive thing.
但是我们的心思的改变需要花很长的时间。
And this is why there's often so many inconsistencies in our life.
所以这就是我们生活里面有许多的矛盾。
We know something about the Lord Jesus.
我们对于主我们认识了一些。
We sang about His love this morning.
早晨我们来唱到主的爱。
We know something about His mercy.
来唱到主的怜悯。
But then we turn around and we have no mercy for another brother or sister.
但是我们转过来，我们对另外一位弟兄或姊妹却没有怜悯。
And this is where Paul was in Romans 7. He says, I know I'm supposed to be merciful, but there's something in me that does not want to be merciful.
这就是保罗在罗马书七章讲的，我知道要对弟兄有怜悯，但是在我里面却没有这个怜悯。
So we're caught in this trap.
所以我们好像就被陷在这个当中。
But the Lord is training us.
但是主在训练我们。
See, when the Lord Jesus was on this earth, He was very consistent.
主在地上的时候，他是非常的一致。
His spirit, His soul, and His body were very consistent with the will of God.
主耶稣的灵魂、身体跟神的旨意非常的一致。
There are many examples, and I'm just thinking of one in the Old Testament, Ruth, that understood this thing regarding subjection.
我就想到圣经上许多的例子，其中一个就是讲到路德，他知道顺服是怎样。
Ruth was one we see was bound to that altar.
我们路德就看就是像这个祭牲被绑在祭坛上。
When you put a sacrifice on an altar, it's going to want to get off of there.
当你把一只祭牲牵到祭坛的时候，这祭牲想要跑掉。
Especially when you turn on the heat.
特别当你把火点上的时候。
So on the corner of that altar, there were those four horns.
所以在祭坛的角有四个角。
And the sacrifice was bound to that.
所以祭牲就要被绑在祭坛的角上。
And when the heat came, there was no place to go. The sacrifice stayed.
当这个热火来的时候。就没有地方可以逃。
Until it was all consumed.
一直等到这祭牲完全被烧毁。
And then there was only ashes.
只剩下灰。
And the Lord, it's an amazing thing. He looks at those ashes and He says, "Now I can do something."
很奇妙的是，主看见这些灰烬的时候，主就说：“这样，现在我可以开始工作。”
This can be a sweet smell.
这个就有馨香的气。
But we fear.That fire.
但是我们很怕这些火。
Often because we've been abused, our understanding of authority is very poor.
因为我们对权柄的认识是非常不正确。
Might have been abusive parent.
也许我们有不好的父母。
A parent that yelled, "Don't do that!"
父母会很凶的来叫说不可以做这个。
No compassion, no love.
没有怜悯，没有爱。
So we fear when we look in the Word and we see subjecting to the Lord, it causes us to flinch and pull back.
所以当我们读圣经，我们说要顺从主的时候，我们里面就想要躲避。
Instead of each morning just offering ourselves to the Lord, say, Lord, this is the day that you've made. You rule over it.
而不是说每天早晨我们起来的时候就说主，这今天是你预备的，你来掌权。
Give me the grace to stay on the altar.
主啊，你要给我恩典，让我可以停留在祭坛上。
As you administer the fire of circumstances.
当你用环境像火一样来围绕我们。
As I, the sacrifice, am there, let me stay in it gracefully.
我像一个祭牲一样，我能够从有恩典能够停留在这个里面。
Don't raise your hand, but how many of you had the thought even this week of quitting something?
你不用举手，但是我们在座有多少人，我们这个过去的礼拜就想到说，我就断了。
Very normal and natural to want to quit.
我们想说算了，不管了，这是我们天然人的性情。
To quit even on our marriages.
甚至在我们的婚姻上，我们就说算了。
To quit our job.
在我们的工作说，我们说算了。
To show the boss, I'm going to get a new job.
对我们的老板说，我不管你，我再去找另外一个新的工作。
Many of us would have even done that this week.If we had another job to go to.
如果我们有另外一个工作在等着我们，我们可能就会这样做。
It's not easy staying on that altar.
要留在祭坛的上面不容易。
Ruth, in Ruth, we see something of subjection.
那路德却认识顺服。
Ruth was a foreigner.
路德是一个外邦人。
Ruth had lost her father-in-law.
她失去了她的公公。
Her husband died.
她的先生也死了。
But she had been observing her mother-in-law Naomi.
但是她在看她的婆婆拿尔米。
There was something in her mother-in-law that intrigued her.
在拿尔米的里面有一件事情来吸引路德。
Everyone in here is being watched by someone.
我们在座每一个人都有人在看你。
Your children are watching you.
你的孩子们在看你。
They're seeing the attitude that mom has towards dad.
他看父亲母亲对着父亲的态度。
Some of them are saying, "I sure don't want to be like dad."
有些人会说啊，我以后不要像我父亲这样。
I don't want to be like mom.
我以后不要像我母亲那样。
I don't want to marry someone like that.
我不要跟像那样的人结婚。
Our children are watching.
我们的孩子们在观察。
Ruth was watching Naomi.
所以路德也在观察拿尔米。
Naomi was in very stressful situation.
拿尔米在一个很大的压力的当中。
She lost her husband, Elimelech.
她失去了她的丈夫亚比米勒。
She lost her two sons, Mahlon.
她失去了她的两个儿子，马伦和基连。
Gillian, thank you. A lot of pressure.
很大的压力。
But there was still, through all that pressure, a testimony, something of the Lord there.
但是在这样的一个压力当中，却有一个见证，主的见证。
And when we get to the 16th verse of Ruth 1,
当我们到路德记16节时候，
she makes those, that wonderful statement.
路德这里说了一句非常美
的话。She says to her mother-in-law, where you go, I will go.
他说你往哪里去我也往哪里。
Your people will be my people. Your God, my God. Where you dwell, I will dwell. Where you die, I will die. There I will be buried.
你的国就是我的国，你的神就是我的神，你在哪里死我也在那里死，也葬在那里。
Naomi was so impressed when she made that statement. She saw her determination and she said, she just, I'm not going to ask her againShe's gone, obviously.
拿尔米看见路德这样坚决，他就说：“我就不再勉强他回去了。”
She followed her mother-in-law to Bethlehem, the house of bread.
所以路德就跟随他的婆婆，一直等到伯利恒，那就是粮食之家。
She left her own family.
路德离开他自己的亲人。
She left her culture.
离开他自己的文化。
Her roots, everything that she knew, she left.
路德所有他自己知道他的根，他离开那个地方。
Going to an unknown.
来到一个未知的地方。
Placed herself on that altar.
把自己放在祭坛的上面。
Whatever will be, will be.
不管发生什么，就让它发生。
I want this God.
我要这位神。
I'm gonna trust this God.
我要信靠这位神。
And Naomi.
我来跟从拿尔米。
She listened to Naomi when she got to Bethlehem.
她到布鲁德到伯利恒的时候，她也来听从拿尔米。
And you know the story.
你就知道这个故事。
She was introduced to this wonderful man called Boaz.
路德就被介绍来遇见这个很好的人，叫做波阿斯。
Who took care of her?
对，波阿斯就照顾她。
Became her redeemer.
成为她的救赎主。
Took her as his wife.
波阿斯来娶她。
And she became the great grandmother of King David.
对，路德就成为大卫王的曾祖母。
Subjection.
从哪里开始就顺服。
She was blessed. Through subjection,
路德因着顺从就蒙福。
This has many, many personal applications.
对我们有个人都有许多许多可以应用的。
And I'll just mention one out of practical thing out of Romans 1, or Romans 13.
我来举一个很实际的例子，就在罗马书十三章。
This is one of the reasons many people in the world do so well.
这就是一个原因，地上的很多人可以很成功。
Many unbelievers understand this whole subject of subjection better than we believers.
很多不信主的人，他们认识这个怎样顺从，甚至胜过我们信主的。
And as a result, they prosper in the world.
那结果就在地上可以亨通。
Verse 1, Romans 13. Let every person be subjection to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God. And those which exist are established by God. Therefore, he who resists authority has opposed the ordinance of God, and they who have opposed will receive condemnation upon themselves.
罗马书十三章第一节，在上有权柄的人，人人当顺服他，因为没有权柄不是出于神的，凡掌权的都是神所命的，所以抗拒掌权的，就是抗拒神的命，抗拒的必自取刑罚。
This whole passage is repeated again by Peter in 1 Peter. We don't need to turn there. 1 Peter 2.Verse 13.
在这段的经节里面，在彼得前书的里面第二节第二章也重复了同样的话。
Subjection, submission is a law of the universe.
宇宙的律就是来顺从。
It governs everything.
这顺从的律来掌握每一件事。
If the 200 of us were to leave here this afternoon and just disobey all the traffic laws on the way home.There would probably be a number of very serious accidents.
如果我们在座这两百多人，我们回家的时候，我们都不来遵守交通规则，会可能会有许多许多重大的交通事故。
This is the most important thing after we know Him is to subject to Him.
我们来认识主以后，最重要一件事情就是来顺从他。
We can know everything about the Lord Jesus. We can just praise Him. This morning, we can sing.About all those wonderful things.
我们可以来赞美主，我们可以唱诗，像早上我们一起唱诗一样。
When we sang "Blessed Assurance" this morning, twice in there it speaks of submission to Him, perfect submission, twice.
当我们来唱到耶稣是我的，是有我们有确据的时候，两次有讲到完全的顺服。
So we have two things: knowing Him as our resolution for this year.
所以我们讲到两件事情，来认识他。是成我们新年的一个励志。
Submitting to him, subjecting to him, staying on this altar, number two.
第二件事情就是要来顺从他，来把自己让在祭坛的上面。
There is not a better example than, of course, the Lord Jesus.
当然，没有比主耶稣有更好的一个例子。
The lack of subjection is what caused the fall.Caused the fall. Jesus reversed that insurrection when he came.
我们知道没有顺从就是所有人堕落失败的一个原因，主耶稣来他就来改变这件事。
We read there in Luke 2 when Jesus was 12 years old he subjected himself to his parents and he went back to Nazareth.
我们知道在路加福音第二章的时候主耶稣他就顺从他的父母跟他们回到拿撒勒。
He made it very clear what his father what he was about and he needed to be about his father's business.
主耶稣说得很清楚他要应当以他以我父的事为念。
But this law, this principle of subjection is so important the Lord made it very clear right there. I will go with you to Nazareth.
但是因为顺服是这样重要的一个原则所以主耶稣就说我就跟你们回到拿撒勒。
From the foundation of the world, the Lamb said, who would be slain, I will empty myself and go.
在创世以前，这个神的羔羊，他要被杀的羔羊就说，我要倒空我自己。
That very thought, that very saying, when the Lamb, when the Lord Jesus mentioned that to the Father, before there was an earth, before there was any galaxies, is subjection.
在创造宇宙之前，在还没有地球、还没有星球以前，那主耶稣就告诉父神，就是顺。
And in the fullness of time, the Lord Jesus left heaven.
在日期满足的时候，主耶稣他就离开了天上。
Subjected to the plan of the Father.
把自己顺服在天父的旨意里。
Subjected himself to becoming a baby in the womb of a fallen woman.
就把自己顺服来成为 在一个女子的里面的怀胎。
Bethlehem, a stable, not Southwest Memorial Hospital.
而是在伯利恒，在一个马槽的里面，不是在西南的纪念医院的里面。
Bethlehem, not Jerusalem where the kings are born.
是在伯利恒，而不是在耶路撒冷，是国王诞生的地方。
Nazareth, 30 years, that off-scouring place of the earth.
拿撒勒在那边待了30年，是一个被人所藐视、轻视的地方。
3 years of ministry in Capernaum, a place called worse by Jesus than Capernaum, than Sodom and Gomorrah.
他花三年的时间在加百农，那主耶稣在那边传福音，然后他说那个地方比索多玛跟俄摩拉更坏。
Subjection, 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 subjection.
顺从，顺从，顺从，顺从。
All the way to the cross.
他顺服神一直到十字架。
It was a progress of going down.
是一直一直往下，一直一直降卑。
Until the whole world rejected him.
一直到所有整个世界都拒绝他。
You and I are included in that. We said away with him.
我们都包括在这里面说除掉他。
The shame of the cross.
这个十字架的羞耻。
The Jews call it foolishness.
犹太人看为愚拙。
Man has always said,That the cross is foolish.
人总是说十字架是愚拙的。
To not defend yourself?
你难道不来为自己辩驳吗？
We often give advice to someone, well, you need to defend yourself.
我们常常教导别人说，你要来为自己来保护自己。
You need to go in tomorrow, make an appointment with your boss, and explain to him.
你明天要去跟你的老板订个约会，你告诉他事情是怎样。
He obviously doesn't know the situation.
你老板一定不知道为什么事情这样。
Defend, defend.
我要来自己为自己来辩驳。
Jesus opened not his mouth and he subjected.
但是主耶稣却没有开口，他就顺服。
Let's just read just a few verses in John.
我们来读几处在约翰福音的圣经。
John 4.
约翰福音第四章。
Well, John 2 to begin with.
我们从第二章开始。
Fourth verse. And Jesus said to his mother, Woman, why do I have to do with you? My hour has not come.
二章第四节，耶稣说，母亲或者妇人，我与你有什么相干？我的时候还没有到。
Why does this running out of wine concern you and me?
为什么这个没有酒的事情你跟我需要关心呢？
I have got to get my orders from the Father.
我要从我天父来领受他的吩咐。
Jesus was not need oriented.
主耶稣不需要被告诉被教导要做什么。
It's very easy for us to subject to the need that is present.
我们人很容易因为有需要我们就为着这需要我们就顺服这需要。
This was a real need.
是的，这是一个真实的需要。
You have these, all these people here and they are dissipated of life. That life is gone.
那有这么多的人在这里，这个生命好像就这样消失了。
It's like a party and everyone has died.
好像在有一个宴会，但是所有人都死了。
Wine here it represents life, joy. It's gone.
酒就代表生命，就代表喜乐，是已经消失了。
Mary already knew the capabilities of her son.
玛利亚知道她儿子的能力。
Jesus, do something.
所以他对耶稣说：“你做一件
，You can do something.
你做点事吧。
Even coming from the words of his mother, who he loved and honored, Mom, how does this concern us? I have to. My time has not come.
甚至对主耶稣所尊敬的母亲这样说这样的有这样的请求，他所以说我的时候还没有到。”
He probably turned around and about that time the Father as he's communing with the Father says, go ahead start your ministry
也许他就转来他对天父有祷告说主啊要怎么父要怎么样父就说那就做吧
The Lord had his cell phone on
主耶稣他的行动电话是打开的
And he's talking to the Lord
然后呢他对父天父来跟天父来对话
Is it now Father?
是现在吗?
Because the Lord Jesus knew something that the minute he stepped and did his first miracle, started his ministry, his life would begin a descent to the cross.
主耶稣知道，当他开始他的执事，当他行第一个神迹，他的生活要一直降卑，一直到十字架。
And he knew that this was to be a process, not too fast and not too slow.
主知道这是一个过程。也不能太快，也不能太慢。
That's why he would often say, "Don't tell anyone."
所以他常常跟人家讲说，你们不要告诉人。
The quicker he became known, the more jealousy that would be incurred upon him.
如果他越快让人知道，就会有越多的嫉妒，人在来嫉妒他。
Very important that he listened carefully, so he went the whole 3.5 years, not 3 years, not 2.5 years, but got to the cross.Right at the right moment.
所以主耶稣就顺服神，不是两年半，不是三年，是三年半，他走到十字架。
This is the way the Lord directs our lives.
这就是神怎么样子来带领我们的生活。
Oh, we could save so much time if we just stayed on that altar.
那我们想说，我们若常常把自己交在祭坛上。
The Bible calls it waiting on the Lord.
圣经上讲到说来等候神
Isaiah 45:22 says it's called looking to him
在以赛亚书45:22讲到说来仰望他
The Bible calls it trusting in him not your own mind
圣经上讲到说要来认定他不要来认定不要靠自己的聪明
boasting in me not your own wisdom
来在我的里面来夸口，要让你在你的里自己的里面夸口。
Turn the page to John 4:34.
请我们打开约翰福音4:34.
Jesus said to them, "My food is to do the will of Him who sent me, and to accomplish His work."
耶稣说，我的食物就是遵行差我来的旨意，做成他的工。
Brothers and sisters, has your will been put on this altar this morning?
弟兄姐妹们，你有没有立志把自己放在这祭坛上？
Is it tied there?
是不是绑在脚？
Or is it we demanding our will?
或者我们来照我们的自己的意思做？
Or have we submitted to each other, husband and wife?
我们是不是愿意彼此顺服，像夫妻彼此顺服一样。
Turn the page to John 5.
请我们打开约翰福音第五章
Verse 19.
第十九节。
Jesus therefore answered and was saying to them, Truly, truly, I say unto you, the Son of Man can do nothing of himself unless it is something he sees the Father doing. For whatever the Father does, these things the Son also does in like manner.
耶稣对他们说，我实实在在地告诉你们，子凭着自己不能做什么，唯有看见父所做的，子才做。父所做的事，子也照样做。
Jesus created you and I. He created this whole world, the whole universe.
主耶稣他创造了你我，创造了整个世界。
The amazing thing, when he was on this earth as a man, he did not initiate of himself.
很奇妙的是，当他在地上的时候，他没有自己做什么。
Verse 30, I can do nothing of my own initiative.
第三十节，我凭着自己不能做什么。
As I hear, I judge. My judgment is just, because I do not seek my own will, but the will of him who sent me.
我怎么听见就怎么审判，我的审判也是公平的，因为我不求自己的意思，只求那差我来者的意思。
Verse 38 of the next chapter, chapter 6. For I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me.
第六章三十八节，因为我从天上降下来，不是要按自己的意思行，乃是要按那差我来者的意思行。
Chapter 7, verse 16. Jesus therefore answered them and said, My teaching is not mine, but his who sent me. If any man is willing to do his will, he shall know of the teaching, whether it is of God or whether I speak it from myself. He who speaks from himself seeks his own glory.But he who is seeking the glory of the one who sent him, he is true, and there is no unrighteousness in him.
七章十六节，耶稣说：“我的教训不是我自己的，乃是那差我来者的。人若立志遵着他的旨意行，就必晓得这教训或是出于神，或是我凭着自己说的。”
We call this anointing.
我们讲到这是恩膏。
It's the Spirit of God inspiring the soul and the tongue.
所以是神的灵来让我们的魂跟我们的嘴唇都可以说话，舌都可以说话。
This is why Jesus could answer even Satan so clearly and so quickly and lucidly.
所以这就是为什么主耶稣当可以对撒旦来这样快的回答。
We're admonished around the Lord's table this morning in Matthew 4. Worship me.
所以在早晨我们擘饼的时候，弟兄交通要敬拜他。
The Lord Jesus would take a word right out of the Scripture and quote it back to the enemy.
所以主耶稣很快的在圣经上可以找到一句话，然后来对着撒旦说。
In an anointed way.
是蛮有恩膏。
Quieted the enemy.
来让仇敌能够住口。
He had nothing to say.It's kind of like those 600 people that were coming out of Jerusalem, out of the eastern gate with all their torches down in Gethsemane.
就好像有600人带着他们的火把要来到科西马林园的时候。
Probably more than that. There were 600 soldiers alone.
可能不止600人，因为兵丁就有600人。
And Jesus is there praying in Gethsemane.
耶稣在科西马林祷告。
And Judas came up and kissed him.
犹大就来亲耶稣。
And Jesus said, "Who do you want?"
主耶稣就说，你们要找谁呢
？And they say, and he says, "I am."
那他们主耶稣就回答说，我是。
And the people fell backwards.
那他们听到了都跌倒在地。
Anoint such power.
主耶稣带着这样大的
能力。I am he.
就是我。
And it set them right back.
所以这些人听见主的话，他们都跌倒。
In Exodus 31, we read an interesting story about Bezalel.
在出埃及记三十一章，我们读到关于比撒列的故事。
Bezalel, this man's name means in the shade of God.
比撒列的名字就是在神的阴 的硬币下。
In umbra dia, Latin means under the umbrella of God.
是在神的硬币的下面。
Subjection.
这就是顺从。
I believe Bezalel is the counterpart of the Apostle Paul in the New Testament.
我相信比撒列就相当于在新约的保罗。
When it comes to knowing the house of God, two people we think of in the Old Testament. One is King David.
当我们讲到神的家，我们想到两个人，一个就是大卫王。
This house of God, God having a people, was so on David's heart.
这个神的家是在大卫的心里面。
And his whole being, his whole kingdom was subject to that one thought.
所以大卫的国就来顺从这样的这一个思想。
This man Bezalel is very similar.
比撒列也是这样。
Of all the hundreds of thousands of Israelites,
有成千上万的以色列人。
God says, I want to take this man Bezalel.
主说，我要来拣选这个比撒列。
He has put himself in subjection to me.
他顺从，他已经顺从我。
I want him to take all the different types of the materials that are in the tabernacle.And with his hands, define the Lord Jesus.
我要让他来拿圣殿上会幕里面所有的各样的材料，来借着他的手来描述基督。
It's the goal of all artists to make something and let it portray something.
所有艺术家的一个目的，他们都是要来做一些东西来。表示另外一件事。
This was probably the greatest, well, it's no question. It was the greatest of all time art that was ever commissioned.
那在圣殿里面，在会幕里面造的这些事情，这些所有的物件都是历史上最伟大的艺术品。
To take wood, precious metals, cloth, these various materials, and out of them,Make a type, a picture of the Lord Jesus and His house.
拿木头，拿布，拿着各样的宝石来做主耶稣的一个预表。
Bezalel had to know the heart of God.
比撒列知道神的心。
He was subject to God.
他顺服神。
And when God spoke to Moses, He said, "Here is my man."
当神对摩西说，这个就是我拣选的人。
There's one man in Israel more than anyone else that I can trust with obeying every single thing I say when it comes to my house.
来讲到神的家的时候，在这里有一个人我可以来信靠他。
The house is the masterpiece of God.
这个神的家就是神的杰作。
He is the head, and you and I.Subject to him.
他是头，你和我来顺服他。
Not subject to one person.
不是来顺从一个人。
But subject first and foremost to him.
第一件，而且最重要的，我们来顺服神。
And then as his life comes down over everyone, we then become subject to one another.
当他的生命进到我们里面，我们也可以彼此顺服。
We read there in Romans 13:1.That all authority functioning on this earth, God put them there.
在罗马书十三章，我们读到所有地上的权柄都是神给的。
Good authority, evil authority, bad authority, all types of authority, we come in and we submit.
不管是好或者是不好的权柄，都是神给的，我们要顺从。
When I'm speaking with young people, I often tell them that parents are weak.
我跟常常对年轻人讲说。你们的父母是很软弱的。
Parents make mistakes.
父母常常做错的决定。
Just submit.
那但是你只要顺服。
When mom and dad say come home at 11 o'clock, say thank you. I will be home at 11 o'clock.
当父母来对你说你十一点以前要回家，你就说谢谢，我在十一点回家。
When you're told before you walk out the door, I want you to change your clothes and put on something a little more decent.Obey.
那你要出门的时候，你父母说：“来，你换一件比较像样的衣服。”那你就说：“是的，我来顺服。”
Anytime a young person responds to their parent, first of all, it's It's almost shocking.
当年轻人来顺服他们的父母，第一个我们就会觉得很刺激。
Have you ever noticed a child that will respond a smile on their face?
你想这孩子会这样的反应，就顺从，而且会脸上有微
笑。The joy.
你可以看见这喜乐。
The peace.
你看到这平安吗？
Mom, how do I, is this what you want me to wear? How does this look?
妈妈，这是不是我该穿的呢？你觉得怎么样？
I will be home at 11 o'clock.
我11点以前会回家。
Isn't life easy?
那生活是不是就变得很容易呢？
We don't like to subject.
我们不愿意顺从。
Our young people, as I said earlier, are just a picture of us.
我们的年轻人就是我们的图画。
Bezalel subjected and was able to make that picture of Christ with right out of his heart.
比撒列顺从，所以他就可以来做预表基督的图案。
It was an anointing that he had on him.
这是他里面有的膏抹，能够让他来服
侍。Anointing is different than the baptism of the Spirit.
被恩膏跟被受圣灵的洗不一样。
If you are a child of God this morning, you have been baptized by the Holy Spirit.
如果你是神的儿女，你已经在圣灵里面受洗。
Now your experience might not be too much of a baptism.
你的经历也许并不会感觉到很特
别。Your experience might be limited.
你的经历也许很有限。
But doctrinally, in fact, you have been immersed into Christ.
但是我们知道，我们已经与基督来连进入一体。
And as we grow and progress in the Lord, that baptism becomes more of a reality.
当我们生命主的生命成长以后，这受浸的实际就增加。
Anointing has to do with our work, our service.
我们这需要膏抹来我们来能够来服侍。
If we have the responsibility of sharing with the children, there needs to be an anointing.
所以在教主日学与孩子们分享需要恩膏。
If you're praying over the phone with a brother or a sister, there needs to be an anointing. 所
以我们在电话里面跟弟兄姊妹一起祷告需要有恩膏。
The Holy Spirit anoints for a particular job, that ministry.
那需要有神的圣灵来恩膏某一样服事。
And this is what Bezalel had.
这就是比撒列他学习的。
And this anointing comes by way of the cross.
那这叫借着十架才有恩膏。
Which is another way of saying subjection.
十架就是另外一个话来讲到顺服。
When someone was anointed in the Old Testament, they took anointing oil.
在旧约的时候，要膏一个人需要有膏。
And of course you had oil.
你需要有膏油。
But the next most important ingredient was myrrh.
那下面一个非常重要的成分就是没药。
Myrrh is very aromatic.
没药可以发出很是发出馨香的。
It's a resin, and when it's made into oil, in the apothecary, excuse me.It gave a very pungent, long-lasting smell.
它是一个像松香，那它当它变做成油的时候，它的香气可以持续非常久。
All ministry in the house should have an aroma of Christ.
在神的家里面，所有的服事应该有基督的馨香。
But myrrh was also used when it came to burying the Lord, or anyone who used that perfume to bury someone.
墨药也是。当主耶稣埋葬的时候，被膏抹在主耶稣身上的。
And so when that anointing oil would come over a person,
当这个膏油降到一个人的身上
，there was the sweet smell of the Lord,
就有基督馨香之气。
As a result of the sweet smell of subjection, death to self,
是借着这个顺服，借着死而有的香气。
Brothers and sisters, this is the only way we can get along with each other.
只有这样，我们才能够彼此相
处。It's the only way we can submit to one another.
只有这样，我们可以彼此顺服。
There must be that myrrh every day.
每天都要有这样的墨药。
The two sides of it.
这有两面。
The sweet smell.
一个馨香的气。
At the same time, that crossed out the subjection side.
另外就是预表十字架的顺服。
It doesn't matter if you're talking about the military.
不管是在军事上。
If you talk about the athletic game of the game of all games today.
或者讲到运动，就是所有的比赛中最大的比赛。
All successes have to do with one word: subjection.
所有的成功必须要有一个字，就是要能够顺服。
Submitting many, many times our life.
我们要许多许多次在我们生活里面，我们需要顺服。
To one another.
彼此顺服。
It takes a man and a wife in a house two seconds to be miles apart.
我们只要有两秒钟，家里面的两个人就可以有分想法差很远。
When the husband will submit to the wife and her agitation, the problem vanishes.
如果丈夫能够体恤妻子，能够顺服她，那所有的这些难处就过去。
This is the law of the house of God.
在神的家的原则也是这样。
We have more than two people here this morning. We have 200.
我们不只在这有两个人，我们有两百人。
All have the potential of being at odds with one another.
我们每一个人彼此都可能有矛盾。
It doesn't take much to be at odds with one another.
不需要花很多力气，你就可以跟人有矛盾。
But as we subject by the grace of God,
但是我们靠着主的恩典，我们来顺从的话。
The house of God is an amazing thing. We can only get along with the life of God.
神的家就何等的好，我们可以借着神的生命可以在一起。
It's the genius of God.
这是神的非常
He has taken us little ragtag people, and He says, "I want you to be one." John 17. I want you to be one.
他让我们这样子许多难办的人可以合成一。
But you're going to need my life to do it.
但是你需要有我的生命。
Oh, you'll try and assemble, you'll try to orchestrate and get this to happen and that happen. It'll never happen.
你可以用很多的办法，用很多的力气，但是它不会发生的。
Some wise matchmaker sees a person over here, good-looking man, rich, a beautiful girl. I want to bring these two together.
也许有很聪明的媒人，他看到一个男的跟女的很合适，他们把它放在一起。
Everything appears perfect.
从外面看，每一件事情都是这样的完美。
One problem, two wills. Two wills.
但是有两个意志。
Someone is going to have to submit. If it happens with this beautiful couple, how much more with all of us?
有两个人要在一起，必须要有顺服。那我们这么多人，更是如此。
Look at our differences this morning.
早晨我们这里的人有许多的不同。
If you ever were to study Brother Wei's background and my background, you would see it is far as the east is from the west.
如果你看魏弟兄的跟我的背景，我们的两个人背景不同，就像东离西有多远一样。
The culture, the language, everything absolutely opposite.
不管是文化、语言，每一件事情都是正正好相反。
But we both submit to the same Lord.
让我们都来顺服同一位神。
And we're friends.
那我们就可以成为朋友。
We're brothers.
我们可以成为弟兄。
That is what subjection does.
这就是顺从能够做成的事。
Not that we have not had our differences.
并不是我们中间就不会有意见的差别。
I can remember 15 years ago, Brother Wei bringing up something, and I said, Brother Wei, I disagree with that.
我可以记得15年前我的弟兄讲一件事情，我说弟兄我不同意。
I shocked all the other brothers because you don't speak to an older Chinese brother that way.
其他的弟兄非常的震惊，因为在我们的传统里面，我们不会对年长的弟兄这样说。
And I had to learn from.My fellowship, even with Brother Wei, how to subject.
那我要学习跟弟兄的交通的里面如何顺从。
But we have one who did subject.
但是我们有一位是会顺从的。
His life is in us.
他的生命在我们里面。
Now we can go Monday to this particular problem on the job, this particular thing in our family, and we can subject.
当我们星期一到工作上或到家庭上的问题的时候，我们可以顺从。
As we breathe in His life of subjection.
让我们来吸进主耶稣顺从的生命。
And submit to the fire.
来顺从环境上的火。
Who lit the fire?
是谁来点燃这个火呢？
God lights the fire.
是神他点燃这个火。
Don't blame your boss. Blame God.
不要来怪你的老板，你要怪。
Don't blame your husband. Don't blame your wife. Blame God if you want to blame the right person.
不要怪你的丈夫或妻子，你要怪的话，要怪对的人，对就是神。
That's what David did. David would just talk to God. God, why is this happening?
所以大卫就跟神祷告说：“神啊，你为什么这件事情发生？”
He didn't blame his three wives.
他没有来怪这个他三个妻子。
He went to the Lord.
他去到主的面前。
May we do that this week.
因为我们这个礼拜也是这样。
Father, we're thankful that the Son subjected Himself in all things.
天父，我们感谢你，我们感谢你的儿子在凡事上来顺从。
And His life is in us.
他的生命就在我们里面。
May we, as we start this new year this week, live in that life.
愿我们这个礼拜开始一个新年的时候，我们活在这生命里。
In Jesus' name.
靠主耶稣的名。